While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true.
Greetings. Greetings and a Merry Christmas to all. As you know, one of the most heartwarming experiences of the Christmas season is the traditional caroling of troubadours and different choirs through the holidays, singing the great hymns and the carols for all who listen, and bringing to everyone the wonderful warmth and glow that makes for the Christmas spirit. Join us then, will you, on this tour of the free world, during which we're going to visit France and England, the Netherlands, Italy, the Holy Land, Canada, and many parts of the USA.
Happy holidays!
Happy holiday it is indeed. So let's start off with an old established carol, Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
All right, everybody now in the family key, please.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns, let men their songs implore, while fields and floods, rock hills, the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Let every heart prepare him room.
And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Come a caroling among the leaves so green. Here we come, the wandering so fair to be seen.
Ah, joy to the world. What a wonderful song to start our caroling. Surely no heart can fail to respond to the thought of Christmas, the sounds of Christmas music. Gee, I love it, and I hope you do too. Now we're going to travel to St. Louis, Missouri, where ever since 1911, when I was but an infant, my Dr. Denton's, the St. Louis Carol Association has worked diligently each season to keep the Christmas season alive in their fair city. Here we call upon the St. Louis Carol Association, almost 400 high school students. They're going to lift their voices in joyful song to give us their version of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So for a first-hand report on the carolers in St. Louis, we take you then to Rex Davis. And of course, he's in St. Louis.
Christmas is really in the air here in St. Louis. Almost 400 high school students, members of their various school choruses, are assembled here, getting ready for the annual Christmas caroling, and about to lift their voices in song under the direction of Helen Louise Graves. Bing, we hope that all of your listeners will join them now in singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Wasn't that impressive, huh? Certainly a wonderful sound from those good people in St. Louis. Many thanks, and my warmest Christmas greetings to you. Our next number, though I suppose it hardly fits properly into the carol category, fits in, I think, so perfectly with the melodies of the Christmas season that I'm sure you'll understand my reason for calling upon one and all to join me in singing it. One of the greatest of all Christmas songs. Let's all sing White Christmas.
Just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright.
As we tour the world on this most beautiful of holidays and the most holy of holy days, we progress considerably closer to the realm of Father Nicholas himself, because we're going to travel to Canada and pay a Yuletide visit to the city of Granby, Quebec, where we're about to hear from the Honorable P. Horace Boivin, mayor of Granby, Quebec, who will present the famous little singers of Granby. Monsieur le maire, s'il vous plaît.
Thank you, Bing. It is a great pleasure for me to send you good wishes. Won't everyone now join in one of the greatest of all Christmas carols, Adeste Fideles.
Thank you.
Granby, I return you now to Bing Crosby in Hollywood. To you all, soyez well, and a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merville, Merville, magnifique. We certainly enjoyed that visit, and a joyeux Noël to one and all. Merci bien, mes amis. We're going to continue now on our round-the-world tour as we make another impressive call at Salt Lake City, where we're fortunate in being able to hear the world-famous Salt Lake Tabernacle Choir. I give you now Richard Evans, who's going to tell you about their selection.
This is Richard Evans speaking from the Tabernacle on Temple Square in Salt Lake City, from the crossroads of the West. Winter is here with us early this year, but the pace of life has paid little attention to it, as the monument of Brigham Young looks down this Christmas Eve on the brilliantly lighted lane that is Salt Lake City's main street. And now with J. Spencer Cornwall conducting and Alexander Schreiner at the organ, the Salt Lake Mormon Tabernacle Choir will sing a cherished Christmas song. We Three Kings of Orient Are.
We Three Kings of Orient Are, bearing gifts we travers for, hill and mountain, moor and mountain, falling yonder star. O star of wonder, star of might, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to the perfect night. Born of babe on Bethlehem's plain, gold we bring to crown him again, King forever, ceasing never.
Now, back to Bing Crosby and Hollywood.
Here we come, a-caroling among the leaves so green. Here we come, the wandering so fair to be seen.
Just great, just great. May I say you've all earned our warmest appreciation for your brilliant contribution. Now, let's all throw back our heads, huh? Let's open up our hearts and sing this lovely carol, which for many years has been such a favorite among carolers and troubadours the world over. It tells the story of the first Christmas, and it's called The First Noel.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east, beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Noel,
so green. Here we come, the wandering so fair to be seen.
You know, Christmas can be a merry time, even for some of us who are not as fortunate as the rest. You know, out here in Hollywood, there's a singing group of young people who call themselves the Voices of Christmas. And they make it their business and their duty and their chore at Christmas time to bring good cheer to the young and the sick. We're going to switch over now to the Children's Hospital in Los Angeles, California, to join them. Standing by to introduce his singers is Mr. Les Brown. Les, are you there?
Indeed I am, Bing. Got quite a crowd with me, too. As you know, we're at the Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. Among our voices at Christmas are Maggie and Barbara Whiting, Sonny and Dottie Burke, Gary Crosby. You've heard of him, haven't you? Dick Stewart, Paul and Katie Nero, Joanne Greer, Lucy Ann Pope, my kid brother Stumpy Brown, and also Jeannie Detterman. Well, let's try Carol of the Bells. Ready, everybody?
Hark, how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is near, dong, ding, a tune, ding, young and old, ding, and the pole, ding, dong, ding, dong, glad is the song, ding, joyful ring, all caroling.
One seems to hear words of the cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they call, praising the sound, far and a day, well, in the day, ding, in the ring, while people sing songs of the cheer, Christmas is here.
Merry, 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 merry,
May is come.
Merry, 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 merry,
May is come. One seems to hear words of the cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they call, raising the sound, far and near, well in the town. Giving the ring while people sing songs of the cheer, Christmas is here.
Merry, 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 merry is the song. Merry, 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 merry is the song. On this end, on without end, in joyful tone, to every home.
Thank you, Les, and group, many thanks. And the season's greetings, of course, to the Voices of Christmas. We come now to a moment very near and very dear to the hearts of all of us. Some time ago, we asked for letters from children under 12 telling us in their own words just what Christmas meant to them. Of all the letters, and many of them were truly excellent, we selected one from a young lady who lives at the Desi Scott home in Pine Ridge, Kentucky, which I think tells very sincerely, very simply, the true meaning of Christmas to her. As Christmas belongs to the children, so does this moment belong to Dolores Short, who symbolizes all the children the world over on this holy night. I'd like you to hear Dolores Short of Pine Ridge, Kentucky. I'd like you to listen to her read her own heartwarming letter.
Dear Bing Crosby, I'm a girl of 11 years. I've lived in the children's home since I was a baby, and I just love it. Christmas has always meant a lot to us. Friends send us such nice gifts. What does Christmas mean to me? Days of excitement, secrets, making gifts, hiding gifts, making cookies, practicing with the choir, going to the woods for holly, mistletoe, and Christmas trees, decorating the tree in the house, listening to the Christmas story, and then telling it over to the little ones, singing carols on Christmas Eve, then hanging up stockings, then the big day. Nearly 100 of us gathered in the dining room to open up the beautiful packages and under the tree. But what does Christmas really mean to me? It means the birthday of a tiny baby who came to earth to bring joy, peace, and salvation to men. Even though there wasn't room for him in Bethlehem and he had to sleep in a manger, there's room for him today in children's hearts. Your friend, Dolores Short.
Well, that was a fine letter, Dolores, and beautifully read, too. Certainly, we must all be grateful to Dolores Short, don't you think, for giving us a whole lot to think about this Christmas season? Now then, let's see. Let's all stand by, huh? We're going to sing a carol here which, strangely enough, makes no reference to Christmas in its words, but nevertheless, it's been revered for many years, for years on end, actually, by carolers. It's called Good King Wenceslas.
good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon at night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Hither, page, and stand by me, if thou know'st it telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling?
Sir, he lives a good league hence, underneath a mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes' fountain.
Then bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see him dine when we bear them thither. Page and monarch, forth they went together. Through the rude wind's wild lament and the bitter weather.
Sire, the night is darker now, and the winds blow stronger. Fails my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer.
Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly. In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted. Heat was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who will now bless the poor shall yourselves find blessing.
Here we come, a caroling among the leaves so green. Here we come, the wandering so fair to be seen.
We hear a lot in song and books and poetry. Hear an awful lot about Paris in the spring when it's lush and lovely to look at, but hardly ever do we hear about Paris in the winter. What's it like in Paris at Christmas time, for instance? For a report, then, on this situation, we take you now to Paris and to David Schoenbrunn.
These are the chimes of Notre Dame, Our Lady of Paris, tolling out across the River Seine, ringing in one of the merriest Christmases that France has ever known. And Père Noël will be leaving a lot of toys on the chimney mantle, where French children tonight are hopefully putting out their wooden shoes, just as our kids back home hang out their Christmas stockings. And throughout this nation tonight, millions of Frenchmen and women will be celebrating midnight mass, while this afternoon, their children are singing ancient songs to the glory of the Christ child. Here with us in Paris is one such children's choir from the neighboring village of Neuilly, about a dozen little boys aged 6 to 10. Let's listen to them sing Jésus Sauveur Adorable, Jesus, Sweet Savior, one of the loveliest of the French carols.
Le petit Jésus.
Sans du ciel.
This is David Schoenbrunn in Paris, returning you now to Bing Crosby and wishing Bing and all his friends a joyeux Noël de Paris, a very Merry Christmas from Paris.
Thank you, David. Thank you. Joyeux Noël, and of course, warm greetings to the little singers of Paris. Well then, shall we dash off to another faraway place on our gleeful global sing? I thought it'd be nice if we'd switch to Holland right now for a Christmas report from there by a man who's very well known to all the people in the Netherlands. We now hear from Fritz Thors at The Hague.
More and more Christmas Eve is observed in Holland. It's a peaceful evening with church going for many, a quiet evening in the family circle for even more. For most, it's a day of religious feeling, not of boisterous joy. For that, we have the next day, second Christmas Day. That's for parties, dancing, and heavy eating. For the kids especially, but also for the elders, we had the 5th of December, the Feast of St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas is for giving presents with joking verses for general fun-making, quite different from the serious December 25. But serious or merry, our wishes are just as heartfelt as yours. And so this is Fritz Thors from Hilversum in the Netherlands, wishing you all een gelukkig kerstfeest, a happy Christmas.
Certainly a beautiful Christmas song, isn't it? And our deepest thanks to you of the Netherlands. It's Christmas Eve in America and in the entire free world, and the most reassuring things we hear are the wonderfully warm sounds that go hand in hand with the pleasure of receiving, but more important, with the great joy of giving. All across the world, you can hear the same age-old words of friendship.
Here we come, a-caroling among the leaves so green. Here we come, the wandering so fair to be seen.
In the Christmas carols we're singing tonight, the words express the innermost feelings of all of us. I hope you're singing with us, for there's no feeling warmer, I believe, than the glow that we get when we open up our hearts and when we sing with our families and with our friends. Why don't we all sing out now, huh? Charming carol we have here, Away in a Manger.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh.
Really, no round-the-world trip at Christmas time would be complete without a stop at Rome. And a chance to hear one of the finest choirs in the world, the Vatican Choir. So we take you now to Rome and our good friend Bill Downs.
This is Bill Downs in Rome. Listen to the bells of St. Peter's calling the faithful to midnight mass on this holiest of nights. For in Italy, Christmas is essentially a religious holiday. Solemn, yet joyful in a way that only the Italians seem to have in enjoying their religion. Christmas Eve is for going to church, and if you're lucky and live in Rome, you can go to St. Peter's and hear the Vatican Choir sing, Tu scendi dalle stelle, thou descendeth from the stars. Italians don't say Merry Christmas at this time of year. They say Buon Natale, Happy Birthday to the Christ Child and to the world. And so, from Italy, Buon Natale. Now back to Bing Crosby.
Isn't that a fine choir? And what a really moving Christmas hymn. Now let us all return home for a minute. Now, just long enough to sing one of the jolliest of all Christmas songs. It dates back to the Elizabethan period in merry old England. It's called Deck the Halls. You've got the pitch, the time, the beat, the tone. And so here we go.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Fast away the old year passes, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sing we joyous all together, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Heedless of the wind and weather, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
la 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 la.
Well, that was a rollicking rally round, my gay carolers. May your Christmas stockings be filled to overflowing. I suppose one good English carol deserves another, so back we go to Merry England, my good friend Howard K. Smith. So, Howard, won't you come in?
This is the village church at Dedham in the English countryside. This small gray stone church was completed in the year 1492 when America first became a possibility in the experience of Western man. The spire of Dedham Church has appeared on the canvases of Constable, England's greatest landscape painter who lived here. All over England today, villages are celebrating Christmas with yule logs in many fireplaces, heavy, rich puddings on the table, and carols in the churches. Won't all of you over there in Canada and America now join in with the choir of Dedham Church in God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen?
Lovely indeed. One of the truly great traditional English carols. Now, my friends, listen. Those are the bells of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. Tonight, as Christmas casts its magic spell across the world, we'd like to sing again the song which describes a peaceful Holy Land, the Holy Land of countless years of faith. Carolers, let's sing O Little Town of Bethlehem.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee
hour of midnight on this Christmas Eve approaches. The little ones are all tucked away with dreams dancing in their heads of reindeer and a sleigh loaded down with toys and goodies. And the grown-ups, I suppose, are dreaming too. Dreaming of the greatest of all messages which the angels gave to the shepherds on that memorable birthday of all birthdays. Peace on earth to men of goodwill. So now then, with Santa Claus on his way, there's not much more we can say. Not much more, except to sing the loveliest and the best known of all Christmas songs, Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm all is bright round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quail.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas to you all. And good night.
Happy holidays! Happy holidays! While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holidays!